Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the January 11th, 2020 meeting of the KPFA Local Station Board, and Happy New Year to you all. It's our first meeting of this year. My name is Marilyn Langlois. I'm the vice chair, sitting in for Christina Huggins, who is on her way and will take over as soon as she gets here. So to begin, we'll have a roll call with Secretary Wolfley, please.
Roll call. Good. Okay. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Sharon present. Ahmad Anderson.
Here.
Ahmad here on Zoom. Marilyn Langlois. Marilyn present. Daniel Borgstrom.
Here.
Daniel present. Christine Pepin. Christine present. Chris Corey. Chris Corey present. Mark Van Lunt. Hey, Mark. Mark present. Susan De Silva.
Here.
Susan present. Shira Dedman.
I'm here.
Hey, Shira is here by Zoom. Donald Goldmacher.
Present day.
Donald here by Zoom. Christina Huggins, we'll come back to her. Karina Stenquist. Karina here. James McFadden.
Here.
James present. Aki Tanaka.
Yep.
Aki Tanaka here. Andrea Turner. Andrea. Okay, we'll come back to her. I know she said she would be here. Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Tom here. Carol Wolfley, I'm present. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Sabrina here. Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Darlene here. Timothy Lynch?
Here.
Tim's here. Frank Sterling?
Here.
Frank's here. Janine Etter? Is here. Philip Maldari.
Here.
Philip's here. It's my understanding that Noni Session has resigned, and she sent me an email just before the meeting. And we are seating Montreplanzi. Did I say that right?
You did.
Thank you. Montre's here. Okay.
Do we have to vote on that?
No, it's replaced automatically.
Okay.
So we have quorum.
Thank you very much for that. So the next item is to, first of all, question, Madam Secretary, are there hard copies of the agenda? Are there hard copies of the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay, so they'll be coming around momentarily. In the meantime, the next item on the agenda is to review group meeting and email list agreements, so we'll just do that briefly while we're getting the hard copies passed around. Audio recording of LSB meetings are available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at LSB meetings. Communicate with each other respectfully and speak using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals, no name-calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic without repetition, following group procedures and respecting the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack. Oh, Christina is now here. I'll just finish this item while she gets in her seat. Raise hands to be recognized by the chair. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. And finally, honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. And with that, let the record reflect that Chair Christina Huggins is now present, and I will hand the microphone over to her.
So glad there's a vice chair.
Me too, because I was going to have to do that quite a bit.
Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. So, and they were sent out by mail, I take it, the agenda? Or?
Oh. Okay.
I think the draft
does everybody
agenda
have an agenda on the local station? I'm just trying to see. Does everybody have an agenda? Frank, you don't have one? Okay.
Thank you. So, has everybody had a chance to review the agenda? I believe it was sent out by email prior to this. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
To approve the agenda.
Can we ask questions?
Yes.
McFadden. I was wondering, is there going to be a report from the general manager? Normally we would have a report at the beginning of the year, and I didn't see that passed out. Or is are we going to have any discussion of?
Actually, we asked the general manager if he was going to be here today, but because we have such a packed agenda, we have the voting going on, there's so much happening, we asked him if he would come to our next meeting. So he will be here at our next meeting. Any other questions? Yes, Carol?
Actually, I want to move to push the CAB nomination and election up after the bylaws voting in the delegate assembly.
Do I have a second? Thank you. All those in favor of the amendment on the motion?
Aye.
The motion is to move the CAB.
Move to move number 12 up to part of the delegate assembly following voting
the
motion, on the bylaws.
Please?
Okay, so.
Donald, this is just for you. Moving it up, the CAB, voting on the CAB up to the number 5 at the end of the bylaws voting.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Donald. Did you hear me?
Hello?
So just a quick question. Does it matter if the delegates vote on the CAB versus the LSB voting on the CAB? Because it seems like we're moving the CAB to the delegate meeting.
Yeah.
I'm never clear on what the distinction is anyway, but.
I'm okay either way. The will of the body. Oh, we can put it before public comments if people want. Yeah.
That'll make it more simple.
Yeah.
So the amendment now is putting it right before public comments after the adjourned delegate assembly.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Zoom connection just dropped out.
We can hear you, Donald.
Period.
Are the CAB nominees here, so they're going to address this body?
Not that I know.
One is. Don't know how many others are.
Okay. Just was curious how many were going to be here to tell us, to talk to us.
Oh, Frank. Craig.
Yeah. Okay. So all those in favor of the amendment to the motion. Okay. All those opposed?
One.
Abstentions?
One, two,
6 abstentions. The motion passes. Now on the main agenda, approving the main agenda, all those in favor of approving the agenda as amended? Thank you. All those opposed?
I just got a message from Donald that...
That's not good.
Ignore the message.
Okay.
Ignore the message, Carol.
Okay,
abstentions?
One abstention.
Okay.
We have 20.
Yeah. The motion to approve the agenda passes. Thank you.
Can I do a quick reminder to make sure we call out the people on the phone when we do the vote and ask the phone people?
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah. And then phone people also, if you make a lot of noise over there, can you just mute your phone until you feel like you want to speak? Thank you.
Thank you. Now we will have the delegate assembly. We're officially opening the delegate assembly now. Let's make it official. After the delegate assembly. Okay, we will now hold the election for listener directors to the 2020 PNB.
Okay, what I'd like to do is read the names of the people who have been nominated and who have accepted the nomination. Then we'll give an opportunity for those who have accepted a nomination to speak for 1 or 2 minutes. And then we will pass out the ballots and have the voting. I've prepared the ballots in such a way that for the people who accepted a nomination, those names are on the ballots, with the exception of Tom. I just got yours this morning, and the ballots were already printed. So Tom Voorhees has also accepted a nomination. And so names can be written in for people who are not on the ballot. And Craig Dunkerley has asked us, is from the Community Advisory Board, is willing to help with this portion of the election. And so any questions about the process?
This is Shira. I do have a question.
Hi, Shira.
Hi. I know that there seems to be some confusion around the nominations and ballots, so... is there a way that that's going to be made, clear who falls under what sort of nomination guideline?
Yes, we're allowing everybody who was nominated to run that accepted.
No, I know, but, will it, for the sake of documentation, are we going to make it clear so if anybody ever listens to this again, who is being nominated under which guidelines?
Yes. Hold on just a moment. Treasurer, would you mind reading that?
Okay, this is actually stated on the ballot also. Please note that some of the above named listener candidates may not be eligible to be elected if they have not been on the KPFA LSB for 1 year per the Pacifica bylaws, and this election may be subject to action. That's what it states on the ballot. And so to identify so the bylaw that we're talking about is the requirement to have served 1 year on the local station board before qualifying to run as a director for the PNB. And the people that are currently on the local station board that qualify are Aki Tanaka, Chris Corey, Susan, do you qualify?
No.
Okay, no. No, no. No. It has not been any. Okay, go ahead.
My mic's not on. It's complicated because I was on more than a year ago, and of course,
I served a long time ago when it was called something else, but we were actually elected. I was on the first elected board. But I was seated, and I was actually elected by this body to be on the PNB. But the PNB said I was ineligible, and then I was off, and then I quit. And then I came back on in March. Did we come back on in March? So it's complicated. But I think if I'm in the same category as James and Darlene and whoever else that was seated back in March.
Right. Okay, we're going to, I think the ballots have been passed out. Yes? Okay, James first. You had a question.
So for any listeners, I think this is, it's a bit confusing, this, and so I think it's worth, and maybe the chair should do this, but to explain the sort of the history, because there was a delay in the election, and a motion was passed by Carol Travis, a motion unanimously at the PNB level that indicates that those of us that were seated late, it was seated in March rather than in January, would be allowed to run, you know, and there's questions about whether that motion is valid or whether it meets the basic premises of the bylaws, the basic goals of the bylaws, and those of us that were seated in March basically went to all the meetings for the year 2019 except for the meeting in January, which was, I think, not a valid meeting anyway because they were, because people there had already run out their term. So there's all the people that, you know, that Daniel, myself, and Susan and Darlene were actually went to all the meetings in 2019. So it's kind of an odd situation. And I think it'd be worth getting some clarification from the LSB officers on what they think of the motion by Carol Travis that passed without any dissent, I think, at the PNB level last March.
Christine had a question. Oh, okay. Please pass her the mic, please.
Madam Chair, this is Ahmad. Can I go after her?
It was related to the fact that they were the last.
I'll put you on the stack, Ahmad.
The last set of people were elected late, so how does that comply with the one-year rule? Yeah, so in order to be fair, right? Okay.
Okay, and I believe that Susan was next.
So I think if we went strictly by the bylaws and ignored the PMB, there are two problems with that. One would be that I think we wouldn't have enough people eligible, right?
Right.
And then in the past, when we went against the will of the PNB, they punished us by not letting any of our people, they chose who they wanted on the PNB, and then they wouldn't let our KPFA people be on their committees as a punishment. So I think it's really risky to go against the ruling at the PNB level that says that those of us who were elected late should be allowed to run.
So let me clarify before I let Ahmad speak, who would be next, and then Sharon, and then Marilyn. We never intended to go against the ruling of the PNB. We simply presented our position as we understand it, as interpreting the bylaws, having researched and discussed it with other people, and you understand the parliamentarian for the PNB had some kind of an ambiguous answer, actually. But we believe that the 1 year, someone needs to mute their phone who's listening to us. Okay, thank you. Okay, Ahmad, you're next. Just to clarify,
it's our understanding that the very modest requirement for sitting on a board of directors of about $100 million value of organization, the very modest only one and only requirement once you're seated as an LSB delegate is to have served 1 year on the board. And we understand that the reason for that was to have at least 1 year's experience in the governance of Pacifica, however strange the governance may be, that it's sort of like to give you enough experience. That's our understanding. We don't believe that that requirement should be waived by a motion or a resolution. The bylaws have a portion of the bylaws account for how you can make changes, and we believe that the motion was not in order, but that's at the PNB level. As I said, we're not going to defy it, and we never meant to. We were just stating our position that we don't believe it's reasonable to waive the very modest requirement of having served for 1 year as a delegate. So I'll let Ahmad next, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would be more concerned just by the nature of Pacifica that would be a ploy to disable the ability of a director to be able to govern. I think that if the election, which it was supposed to be held in January, we should continue to move forward with that date. The delay should not penalize the candidates on their ability to serve or to serve on any committee. In fact, they were elected with the knowledge and abilities and the skills to be on this board and so have proven so within the time period of the scheduled election. And once again, the delay should not hamper their participation.
Let's see, I think Marilyn was next.
I just wanted to let people know that on the ballot, in case you look at it, there are two parts, and the community advisory board part is at the bottom, so please tear off the bottom part, and you will vote separately on that. Save it. Put it in your pocket. Don't lose it.
Okay, Marilyn.
Yeah, a couple of things. First, just for clarification, so the names listed here have all accepted the nomination. Is that right? But Tom Vohr, he's also accepted. So we can write in his name, and he's one that was nominated and accepted. So there's actually six people on the list. Is that correct? And the three that are in question are Daniel Borgstrom, James McFadden, and Susan Da Silva. Is that correct? Those are the ones in question. Yeah. So, I mean, my sense is that since it goes with the spirit of the bylaws, that they were elected, the election was delayed, they attended every meeting in the year, that we allow them to be candidates, that's my sense. That's what I would recommend, that we have all six of them be candidates.
Time myself. Okay. Just to clarify, this is Sharon. First of all, it is actually we do have sufficient members right here that are qualified to be on the PNB without using this role because, of course, Tom is qualified, so we do have three that would be qualified. Our point is that there's much talk within this organization about complying with the bylaws. And the bylaws are actually completely unambiguous. They are completely clear on this point, and there is no reason to do it. I mean, I hear the argument that, people were elected and the election was delayed. Yes, and that puts the rights of the candidates over the rights of Pacifica as a whole, from my perspective. Pacifica as a whole has this rule because it's the minimum requirement, and it's not even very much of a requirement, that you have 1 year of experience on the LSB before you are entitled and have the ability to run for the PNB. And it is not a right. There's no right to run for the PNB. So our position is just, first of all, we like to follow the bylaws because that's what we're trying to do. And we didn't want to be not in compliance with the bylaws. That's why we wanted to have a clear direction from the PNB. And we also understand that the PNB will invalidate anything we do because in the name of democracy, they will overrule our democratic vote. They've done it in the past. So that's our position. We never intended to not comply because we understand they will exert their power over us despite the alleged democratic nature of Pacifica. So we are allowing all these people to run, but that was our position.
And Tim was next.
So I think I'm sympathetic to the idea that they missed one meeting and not, you know, 2.5 months or 3 months of meetings. They missed one meeting and not by their own fault. So I'm sympathetic to the position that we just let everybody run. That was in the Travis thing. And I'm wondering, you know, I don't know how much discussion we would need if there's a clear sense of the body how we might vote. Like, so can I ask, I don't know if this is appropriate or not, can I ask for a straw poll on where people might be standing on this? Because if there may be no need to debate if the vast majority are leaning one way or another.
Clarification, there is really not a debate. People are making positions known. I mean, we're allowing everybody to run. We're not going to contest anybody who's running. We're just stating our position for the record. Because the bylaws are always held up as this in this biblical sense, like, it's the bylaws. You can't violate the bylaws. Well, this violates the bylaws. So that's our position. And they could have, would have, should have. But anyway, it's a moot point, really, because everybody's running. So you want to say one more thing, James? Well, we really should conduct the vote?
Yeah. I just wanted to make, I think, a correct clarification that those of us elected in March actually didn't miss any meetings because the meeting in January was not a official meeting because it can't, the people had already termed out. But
well, I got to disagree with you there.
But anyway, that was just that's kind of my opinion about that January meeting, which I actually attended because that was my sort of introduction.
Just to clarify, we never said anything about missing any meetings. It's nothing to do with what our position is. So,
yeah, right.
Did you want to say something? We do want to move on to vote.
Yeah.
Am I on
set?
You need.
Is there someone before me?
Well, no, actually, Carol
is there
was first.
Someone before me?
Yeah, I just want to say, in reference to the spirit of the bylaws issue, when Susan DeSilva ran for the PNB, she had been on the LAB, which was a body and helped build the governance structure of Pacifica and was, in the spirit of the bylaws, in my opinion, eligible because of that year of service in governance. And that was disregarded. So what I notice is that the PNB interprets things in the spirit of the bylaws based on what is expedient for their political interests. And that is a concern for me, that it overrides and undermines the autonomy and the power of this body.
Christine?
Just quick, yes. Naive question, perhaps. So in order to remain compliant with the bylaws, is it possible to postpone this election to the next meeting so that they will have served 1 year exactly?
No.
They were elected in March.
No. But thank
the
you.
PNB
That's nice that you tried to find a medium, though. I appreciate that. I like people who think outside of the box. But we've been directed by the Pacifica National Board to do this right now. So.
And the bylaws say in January.
Yes, the bylaws say in January. Yes. So, but I do. I really appreciate that. That was thinking outside the box. So everybody has a ballot. I take it, and so you know that you vote by 1, 2, 3, Yes, and the directors can make a statement right now. So people who are on the ballot for directors and anybody who wishes to make a statement may at this time. Yes, go ahead, Daniel.
Okay, can you hear me?
2 minutes.
Okay. This is about the staff seat here. No, not my statement.
This is actually just for a statement, for your statement.
This is not my statement.
Yes.
Yeah. Under staff, now I nominated Frank Sterling, and I don't see his name under here. I don't know if he... Did you accept?
No, he didn't accept.
Do you accept?
Oh. Okay, well, then you can write him in. He had not accepted. That's why his name is not on the ballot.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So if you want to write in Frank's name, then you may write his name in. And Susan, you had something to say? Did you want to make a statement?
Not my statement. I just, about the staff, is there any other staff who would like to run so that we have choices? Darlene? Darlene is.
Go ahead.
Actually, I am. I am not the person that was seated only in March. I served a year before that. But it was mistaken. But because I came in on my, on the election when we were seated in March, I got caught up. My name got caught up in that whole discussion. But I am not. I'm not accepting the nomination.
Thank you.
Okay. So to recap, there are two. There's Sabrina and Frank.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Sabrina and Frank. Thank you, Ahmad. You have a question,
Ahmad?
I just
want some clarification.
I got his ballot.
Thank you very much, Carol. Just so we stay on task, because it seems that we're bouncing around all over the place. When we began this discussion, we asked for clarification of who was eligible. One, I think, I don't know if we agreed to move forward with that or not. I didn't hear, or was it necessary to take a vote?
Yes, two, we moved forward with it.
All right, very good.
No, no vote was necessary. Everybody who's on the ballot is eligible.
Wonderful.
According to
and
the PNB.
The last piece, I guess, is that we were then moving from that point to then vote, having those candidates that are presently on there that we agreed would now be reading their statements, correct?
Yes, we're giving them an opportunity to make a statement now.
Correct. So we're not moving back towards who's nominated or I know we nominated somebody, why aren't they on the ballot? We are now in the statement process, correct?
You're right.
So
when you're right, you're right.
If we can move forward, I'd appreciate it.
I think we all would. Thank you. So anybody who wants to make a statement who is a candidate for director, please let us know. Susan?
Sure, I'll make a statement. My name is Susan De Silva, and I've never wanted to be on the PNB. But it feels now like it's the time. I think that the Pacifica really is at a very time of existential crisis. There is one issue that I won't be swayed on, and that is I think we need new bylaws. Other than that, if I am the person on the PNB, I promise you I will have an open mind about issues. I will listen to all of you on everything. And, of course, I will always act in the manner that I think is best for Pacifica. But I think I'm pretty good at listening to other people's opinions and weighing them in. And I guess that's it.
Thank you, Susan. Are there any other candidates? Which, yes, James and then Tom. Go ahead, James.
I just wanted to also speak to two issues. One is the bylaws. And my own experience is that no matter how hard and you work on developing a set of rules for people, people somehow find ways to screw things up, you know, and the best way to make a functioning body is actually to elect good people. And even if the rules are very loose, a group of good people can actually make things function well. And so in the end, hopefully good people get elected. The second thing is I just wanted to say as a candidate, I felt it obligated to talk about the biggest issue facing KPFA, which is this loan. And so I put out, sat down and thought about it by myself and with the what I'd learned over the last year, and tried to put together a set of talking points that whoever is elected to the national board, I hope they take a look at those and think about them, and maybe they can act as a possible solution, you know, long-term solution for dealing with the loan.
Thank you. And Tom, you wanted to make a statement?
Yes, I'm Tom Voorhees. I started listening to KPFA in 1954 while I was still in junior high school here in the East Bay. I eventually, in the 60s, I started getting involved with KPFA initially in a engineering capacity that had mostly to do with making improvements to the transmitter site. And then I went on to get involved with bringing new Pacifica affiliate stations on the air throughout the country. At that time, we had something on the order of about 60 affiliate stations. We're now up to about 220, about in that capacity. And I, since I have done improvements, upping the power and other such things in a number of affiliate stations across the country, including putting WVQR on the air about 5 years ago, which is on the island of Vieques in Puerto Rico, and a number of other stations. And that'll do it for me, I think. There's a lot more, but I won't take up any more time.
Thank you, Tom. And Alki, did you want to say anything?
But, I think we're living interesting times, and I think I was on the PNB as a secretary three years ago, and I think we can bring something to it. I know some familiarity with how the board works, and so I'm willing to pitching again.
Thank you, Aki. You are brave.
Especially after being secretary.
And thanks for all your service you have provided to us. And Chris, hold on just a second.
My name is Chris Corey. I've served on the PNB for, I guess it's 2 years now. Yeah. And on the NFC for a year. I just wanted to say that I think that the financial issues that face Pacifica are probably the most important thing that we should be addressing. And I found the organizational structure of Pacifica to be diverse and confusing. Probably took me 6 months to figure out how the LSB worked, probably another 6 months to figure out how the PNB worked, and then 6 months to figure out the duties and obligations of the NFC. And but I feel like I have a good handle on it now. I also feel that we have pretty good numbers to work with for the first time since I've been in this organization. And I really look forward to continuing the work that needs to be done to put Pacifica on a gainful path, which is what's necessary to repay our debt obligations. Thank you.
Point of order, Susan?
The ballot says that to vote for three and to rank them, 1, 2, 3. But I would like to say that people should be feel free to rank beyond three. If we only rank, only three will get elected. But it's ranked choice voting. If you vote for someone who's really not going to make it, that choice will go away. If everybody only votes for three, we could get in a situation where we need to know what people's fourth choice was. So You can rank them all if you want to.
You can if you want to, or you can just do three. It's up to the body, whatever works for you, the person. Right. Well, they all have bodies. Daniel, I'm sorry, Daniel. Did you want to make a statement?
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm Daniel Borgstrom. And I'll admit, I don't really want to be on the PNB. I'm willing to do it. And let me say, there's a couple, as a candidate, there's about two things, two in particular, which are really important. That's one is our financial thing. I certainly want to endorse a statement that James McFadden made on the closed list yesterday or the day before. I think you probably read it, that when bequests come in, that a major part of that should go towards the pay and the loan. Now, the other thing I consider extremely important is KPFA, Pacifica's anti-war voice, which has been slipping. It is necessary to really push for that. That said, as I said, let me recommend that you vote, everyone vote first for Tom, second for James McFadden, third for me. Thank you.
Thank you. And people have filled out their ballots, have they? Pardon me?
Oh, yeah, we should do staff.
Oh, Sabrina, I'm sorry. And here she is, and they're looking so pretty, too.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Jacobs, and I've been staff representative for the LSB and the PNB, well, LSB since 2016 and for the PNB since 2017. I was there for the big ESRT, the Empire State Realty Trust debacle that almost shut down WBAI back then. I was there for I tried to help with the fundraising and getting awareness out for that campaign. Soon after, there was a loan bankruptcy. I was pro-bankruptcy. I was against the loan because here we are, .. let's see, 2018, just been fighting for KPFA and fighting for its interests on the PNB. Did a lot of development work for the national board as a whole, or for all the units. That fizzled out. We had a regime change, if you would. And here we are now. As far as these, the bylaws are a hot topic, and my position on that, I'll be very frank with you, yes, we do need to have bylaws changes, but we do not need to have them like this. The present bylaw changes that are set to be put in place lack representation for the affiliates. We get a lot of money as a network through the affiliates. And to disenfranchise them and to keep them from having any type of voice on the national board is absolutely ridiculous. And that is what these bylaws include, as well as a disenfranchisement of staff representation from the various units on the national board. Absolutely ridiculous. We are the blood, sweat, and tears of this foundation. A lot of us are unpaid, and it makes absolutely no sense for us not to be able to have a voice and have a say as far as where this network goes. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Sabrina. And I'm sorry I cut you off, Chris. Frank, did you want to make a statement? Go ahead.
Sure, I'll say a little something. You know, I've been on the board a few years ago. I did two terms until I termed out 6 years on the LSB. I didn't go for the PNB then. Someone over here said, I think it was Daniel that or Aki, that it's time, you know, that people, you know, try something different. And you know, of course, the big concern is that loan that's looming over us. We're all concerned about that, and I'd like to work with people to figure out how to pay it off. I like the ideas that I've been seeing coming through the emails about bequests and stuff. So, yeah, I would be willing to get in there and try to learn. I understand how long you all took to figure things out. Yeah, it's a complicated situation. So I'd be willing to put time in and to take on those tasks to learn and to really try to work with others. I don't think I've ever had a real bad relationship with anybody on the board, so I'd be willing to, you know, work with others and see how we could pay these loans off and keep people enfranchised, able to vote in our system. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. And while the ballots are being collected, Chris, you wanted to make a correction or something?
Frank, will you ask people on Zoom to go ahead and text me your votes?
Phone people, did you guys, can you register your votes? I've seen also someone here has their hand up. I can't tell who it is because it's just a computer link. Okay. So, yeah, phone people, Donald, Ahmad, Shira, please send your votes to Carol, and people will double-check those over there. I assume you heard me.
Okay. I just wanted to make a quick comment about the bequest provision that James suggested. The PNB actually voted on a bequest provision back in either late July or early August, and a motion was passed that basically said that I believe that the amount the cutoff was $200,000 on that bequest, but any bequests that are committed directly to the national office would be used in large part, in majority, to repay the debt. Now, the original proposition, the original proposal, the original motion was that didn't contain the wording specifically about the Pacific and National Office. It would have picked up the bequest from every single division of the organization. But that particular aspect of the motion was amended. And so it would be challenging to get the PNB to commit to that because individual stations view bequests as their property, their propriety, their revenue. And historically, if you look at Pacifica, the bequest portion of revenue for each individual station is approximately 15%. So it would be a large hit to give up some or all of that for individual stations, particularly those that are losing money. So this is a challenging thing to get past the PMB, and I just want to alert people of that. There are struggles, political, financial, and factional on the PNB that are difficult for us sitting in this room to understand. But when you get there, you'll see that these things are often not as easy as they appear.
Pass the mic to James, please.
I just wanted to ask, is it for Anthony to be an observer on the ballot counting? Any problem with that?
No.
Okay, we're going to have, so our process...
Our process for the ballot counting is that Craig will read the information to Aki, and it's fine if Anthony wants to be an observer on that. We need to set up an area, Aki, for where do you want to be? Okay.
Donald, I see that you're muted. Did you want to say something, or did you register your vote with Carol? I could see you in the video, but Carol has not heard from you. You're on mute, Donald, if you're trying to talk to us. Did I do it?
This is Shira.
Oh, see, the mic got muted.
I texted Carol my votes.
Oh, I didn't get his vote for staff.
Vote for staff, Donald.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And Shira wanted to say something?
Yeah. Actually, I got really confused earlier. But anyway, I do think that it's important to get documentation for listeners. How many of the candidates for PMB have actually read the document for the loan?
Chris is raising his hand. Darlene, have you read it?
I've read what
Darlene
put on.
Use the mic.
Go ahead.
I'm not a candidate.
No.
So
you, Tom rose his hand. Tom said he's seen it. Is that correct, Tom? You've read it?
Tom
and Chris have both read the loan documents. And Sabrina has.
Those of us not on the PNB have not had access to it.
That's correct. Most of us. You mean on the LSB? People on the PNB have had access.
I was specifically asking about the PNB, especially because the loan is so important. And if people want to speak to the loan or what's wrong or whatever, what can be handled, I believe that they should have read the document, the loan itself, to be able to speak on it. So that's why I wanted to make sure that we just went down on who actually of the candidates have looked at the loan,
Before,
which is very important.
Before I say anything, I will let you know that the loan was not shared widely. It was only the PNB was the only body that was allowed to read the loan. And other people, you know, who were, it was leaked to. Go ahead, Philip.
We've already voted. Whatever somebody says right now about what they read or what they didn't read is not going to affect the outcome of the vote. So this is a waste of time.
Okay. We're just waiting.
Okay, then I'll bring it back up once we've actually voted to find out which of our candidates are actually familiar with the loan itself. So thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, Shira. I mean, a lot of people are concerned about the onerous terms of the loan and the fact that that is what presents this most existential threat to the entire foundation. And I think that we can move along on, while we're waiting for the votes to be tallied, we can move on to the nomination for committees. Yes, go ahead, Darlene.
Self-nominations are open at that point?
For committees, I believe so, sure.
We can self-nominate
for committees, yes.
So basically volunteering.
Yes.
Okay, I will go through and take all the nominations, and then the people running for the committees will have 1 minute to speak. I have received some nominations already, and the others may come from
Hello,
the floor.
Real quick, can you list off all the committees that people are can?
I'm going to go through. Yes, I can do that first. Audit committee, election committee, programming committee. Audit, elections, programming. Why don't we just pass out the ballots? Programming, governance. Committee of Inclusion, Pacifica Task Forces, our affiliate, archives, technology.
And they're on the ballot.
And these are all on the ballot, and you can vote for two.
Okay.
So we'll pass the ballot out so you can see all the committees before we nominate, so it's clear.
Let me keep...
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. We're passing the ballots out, but we can start. This is all on the bylaws, which is available on KPFTX. I sent those out last week. Philip.
Would you explain the process here?
Yes.
Explain who everybody's eligible for every committee, but you explain how many committees
yes.
you can be on.
Yes. Everybody is eligible for every committee on this ballot. So what I'm saying is, like, there is a committee like the Finance Committee, National Finance Committee, which is made up of only the treasurers from each station. The Personnel Committee is only made up of directors of the National Board. So those committees are not included here. These are committees that any LSB member is eligible for. So we will begin with nominations for the Audit Committee. And I have received two nominations already of Darlene.
Janine has her hand up.
Oh, Janine.
No,
Okay, Aki. And Aki is the other one.
Darlene and Aki, not for audit. Janine, so Darlene and Aki.
Yeah.
Will you be giving information about what each committee does or anything about their responsibilities?
Okay, I'd be happy to do that.
And time commitment?
The time commitment is unknown because of the level of chaos on the Pacifica National Board. Some committees never meet. Some committees meet regularly. Some committees meet like, I'll go through audit committee. Somebody from the audit committee somebody who was on the audit committee want to give a brief description of what you experienced there.
The audit committee is very reasonable in the time commitment, and but it is fraught. Pacifica is very behind in the audit. It keeps being caught up and stopped for not really clear reasons having to do with whatever's going on at different stations. And it is a huge pressure to get it done because so much financially, both our Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant as well as how we look financially to our lender is absolutely hinging on this. So it is a nerve-wracking committee, and the woman who chairs it from the PMB is a very calm person who's trying to move things along, as far as I could tell.
And that person reelected as chair, may not be eligible, so that may not be relevant.
All right. So the reasonableness of how people treat each other on that committee is high. Good treatment of each other.
Yeah, that's not my experience. Marilyn. Okay, so we have for the audit committee, Darlene, Aki, James, anyone else? Darlene, Aki, and James.
Okay.
Next committee is elections. Aki can vote. We're working on this. This is a work in progress. Let's keep it simple. Breathe. Okay, elections. Any nominations for the elections committee? Susan?
And what does the elections committee do? I'm just, even if it's just one sentence, like the election committee that's responsible for
Susan,
blah, blah, blah.
Are you, yeah, Susan.
It doesn't have to be a...
I was supposedly on the election committee this last time. One meeting was called. The meetings have to be called by the PNB member who's in charge of that committee. And then they canceled the meeting, so we didn't even... meet. But in the past, the election committees have been very helpful to the election supervisor. There's the National Election Committee, and then often there's a local committee that branches off of that helps with doing events to meet the candidates and things like that.
So, Susan...
And I'd like to nominate myself.
Yeah. Okay, Susan. Anybody else?
I also have a quick question.
Yes.
Is there going to only be, like, two people from here on the audit committee? Is that how it's working? So these are the...
Yes.
Not going to be over... Okay, I got it.
Two people who are... So two people who are not PNB members. So let's say in this case, Aki got elected to the PMB, then he could possibly be on the audit committee as a PMB rep, but we don't know what will happen with that. So we have to wait for that. So we will probably, it may help to wait until we get the PMB things back, but then we could also take the next runner-up. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay, let's just get all the nominations on the floor. Okay, Janine, Programming Committee, I'm going to...
Do we only have one for this election committee, just Susan?
Yeah, but it doesn't meet anyway, so... Well, there is an election about the bylaws, and it's important to have people. Yeah. We need our own mic.
Can I nominate Daniel for the elections committee?
Daniel, did you?
I'd like to nominate Daniel for the elections committee.
So, Daniel, I'm unclear. Are you declining or accepting for? Thank you.
Okay. I have a question. Can you be on several committees at once, and how many? I mean, is there
as
a limit?
As many as you're elected to.
Okay. Okay. Although I doubt that.
Exactly. Okay.
So are we doing all committees or just elections? I was getting a little bit confused. I apologize.
We're nominating for all committees consecutively here.
Well, then I nominate my... I've been on the programming committee, and I nominate myself for the programming committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Shira.
I wanted to just explain a little bit about the programming committee. So if we're done with elections committee, the programming committee... I think is one of the more active committees, and it has met. It hasn't met in the last 6 months since what happened with WBAI. The programming committee looks at national programming. Shira and I and Don were working on trying to bring climate emergency, social justice, voter empowerment issues to national programming last year, and peace issues. So that committee meets about maybe twice a month. But it may not. It'll depend on how often. Philip. Okay. Okay, nominations. Will you take nominations for the
programming committee? Yes. We have nominations for the programming committee. Yes.
I have a question, too.
Thank you. Question about the programming committee. Do you need to already have been on served or some? Okay, thank you.
Do you have to meet in person?
No.
It's a call?
It's phone calls. Are,
okay.
All of these are generally phone calls.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes, James.
I would like, well, I was going to nominate Daniel for the programming if he hasn't already self-nominated, but I'll nominate Daniel for the programming committee.
Thank you.
And... can we nominate for any of these right now, or do you have to go in order?
We're going to go do one at a time.
How about the ones that have already passed, because, like, the elections committee? Cause I'd,
yeah, you can like go. To, there's only I'd, one person, so if you want
to... Yeah, I'd like to nominate Christina Pippin to the elections, if she's willing to serve.
Are you willing to serve, Christine?
I don't know.
Okay, think it over, but we got to figure out now. Hold on, let me, while you're thinking.
You can always quit, and then somebody else can be appointed.
I accept.
Thank you. And Sabrina.
Okay, so I'm going back to.
No, Sabrina wanted
it. Okay, we're done with elections. We're going on to programming. I'm just writing everybody. Just wait till we recognize you, please.
I'd like to volunteer.
Okay, there are several nominations. I'm trying to get caught up. Janine was nominated for programming committee. Janine was nominated
online, right?
Before the meeting.
Yes, she was online.
Janine was nominated, so we've got Shira, Daniel, Janine.
Mantra, Plonzi.
Mantra.
Do I have to say yes now?
And Sabrina. Sabrina, if you are staff, which you probably will be, you will be nominated by the PMB. So, Sabrina, I'm going to take your name off because if you win as staff, you will not, you will be.
Keep it on for now. And if she wins as staff.
Okay, we'll keep it on for now and we'll hold this election till after.
Is there a stack, by the way? Is it, we just ask questions?
No, there should be a stack.
Yes. There's
someone
a
keeping
stack.
It? Can I just ask a question?
Yes, please do. Go ahead.
Is there a chance to get involved in any of these committees after today? Because for some of us new members, like, I don't know about anyone else, but I had, like, zero information about what any of these things do, the time commitment, anything. Trying to decide right now is actually really tough. I don't know the difference between the committees and the task forces. I'm kind of interested in things on both. Is this, like, our last opportunity to get involved, or what? And what's the difference between the committee and the task force?
That part I can explain. Okay, committee is an official committee, and so it has a member from the Pacifica National Board appointed to it. So, like for example, this year, okay, Chris is on the PNB, and then he was from the PNB put onto the National Finance Committee. So there's one person from the one person from each station on the PNB is put onto the Finance Committee. So that's one way it works. And that makes them a committee. Okay, you have a PMB member on it. Versus the task force are not committees, therefore they don't have to have a secretary, they don't have to meet the formal requirements, they don't have to have a quorum, they don't have to keep minutes, so they're a task force. So there is a difference between the committees and the task force. I don't know if you have other questions.
Okay, please bear with me. Marilyn.
Karina, I'd like to nominate you for the programming committee.
Karina, do you accept?
I can quit, right? Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just don't know what it means. So yes, sure.
Well,
why not?
Means.
I'll figure it out. Okay. I mean, I'll accept it, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. There we go.
Okay. So what I have right now is Shira, Daniel, Janine, Mantra, Karina, Sabrina said to wait, hold off for now. Anybody else for the programming committee? Okay. All right, moving
Carol,
along.
Carol,
yes.
Do I have to? I haven't officially accepted, so I was just going to.
Oh, all right.
You officially accept.
Okay. Oh, thank you. And after we get all these names, then we'll give an opportunity for each person to speak. Janine, I understood that you just said you accepted. Is that right? Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Governance. Okay. Nominations for governance, Susan?
I'd like to self-nominate for governance.
Okay. James?
I'd like to nominate Marilyn for governance.
Marilyn, do you accept? Okay.
And what does the governance committee do?
The governance committee works with the bylaws and issues related to the structure of Pacifica. So while they have not been active, and the PNB has not called governance meetings, it is unfortunate because it undermines the ability of the organization to actually have input and discussion about the viability of the bylaws.
I'd like to nominate Carol Wolfley for that committee, governance committee. Go ahead.
Thank you. I accept. Okay. Anybody else for governance?
So just to verify, if you think your name should be up here and it's not, or if you should just make sure this is what I understand to be the people that we have nominated. What's that?
Has Carol been nominated for programming?
No, Shira. I am not running for programming at this time.
Governance. Oh,
I'm
okay.
Running for governance. But okay. Janine is running, and Karina Montre. Okay. Anyway.
Was there somebody who said they didn't know what it was, but they were going to run anyway? Was there somebody who said that? Except I accidentally hung up, and then I was trying to get back on. So I don't know if I heard that or not.
Sorry, that was me being a little bit facetious. This is Karina. I'm a new member. I was being a little bit facetious because I think for a lot of us new members, we've had very little information about what these committees are, the time commitments. That's why we're asking for descriptions and things like that. Sorry, that was me being slightly sarcastic.
Oh, no, for sure. Sorry. So I was just seated last March, so I totally get it. I just wasn't sure if I'd heard that because I was just going to try to put input as somebody who just came in like last March and I call in, so things are like a little bit different from this side. But the program committee, I would say, and in general, I think what you'll find is there's not a lot of people with a lot of background on anything in any committee, and that's half the problem with Pacifica, period. I did want to add that in the sense of, I don't think that's talked about enough. Like, in terms of, let's say, like, programming committee, everybody wants to program, but there aren't many people who actually have had real experience in it. And so that is something to consider as you go on to the committee, if you do come from a programming background.
So that's something
I found personally.
As a note.
Wait, with a point of information, this is not a conversation right now. She was just giving.
Oh, I apologize. I was just trying to add.
No, Shira, you were explaining.
I wanted to give it up.
I just didn't want to open it up for conversation.
We won't open it, but let her go ahead.
Yeah, no.
I was just going to say, I do.
I hope that helps.
I do have a, if that helps anyone know anything, like, I do have a, wait, I have a master's in broadcast journalism. I've worked in a newsroom. That's it.
That's good.
So we'll be hearing from all the candidates, and you can make a statement. Yeah, we're just trying to keep the process clear.
No, for sure. Again, I was just trying to speak from one new person to another. That way, even if Karina, I wasn't trying to say you didn't have the background, but just to understand that going into the committee, if you feel confused or anything like that, I can understand.
Okay. Committee of Inclusion. Darlene was nominated for Committee of Inclusion. Anybody else?
And the Committee of Inclusion does.
The Committee of Inclusion, has anybody ever been on it?
Sorry, Andrea?
Andrea, you're here.
Inclusion, test. Okay. That's what inclusion's all about.
Thank you.
Yeah, diversity and ensuring that Pacifica balances out in a lot of different ways. It never met. Let's be honest. I want to go to archives. That's the heart of what we're about. But no.
Thanks.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So we've got, it's at the bottom.
I'm still a little unclear on what.
Darlene is on inclusion. Anybody else?
I'm sorry, Carol.
I'm going to nominate
Carol.
Andrea in case it ever meets, in hopes it ever meets.
I'm still a little unclear on what inclusion does. I wasn't.
They.
No,
they,
no.
They
inclusion,
do.
Okay,
they,
if you're unclear.
It has to do with
diversity, too. Yeah. And, oh, I'm sorry. You want to explain? Go right ahead, Carol.
Okay, can I have the microphone?
I was going to tell you, by the way.
I'm not writing the names on because there's no limit. So basically anyone that wants to be on one of these committees can be, the task force. Anyone that wants to be on a...
Let me just do it. Please. Committee of Inclusion, anybody else? Okay. Next one is...
No, but I do, I apologize. I have one more thing
race,
to say.
Sex, gender.
Frank, did you... be nominated ADA for the programming
throughout the whole network, ensuring that we
Shira, I can't hear you. You are nominated for programming.
Does Frank want to be nominated for programming?
Oh, Frank, do you? All right, so now we're going on to...
Who's on the inclusion? Who's running an inclusion? Darlene.
Okay, now we're moving down to affiliates. Anybody want to be on the affiliates?
Okay, this one was the one which... What is this? Do we have an inclusion to
abuse? Affiliates.
This is Kira.
You
I
know,
was on the affiliates.
These are all described in the bylaws, and I sent out the notes... to everybody, so it's good to look in the bylaws to see the descriptions of these things. But the affiliates, there's 230 affiliates within the network, and this committee has to do, although it does not meet. So as you can see, the Pacifico National Board is not big on inclusion of the committees. I just... You know, so we are doing this as an effort. These committees do not meet. None of these committees meet. You can put your name down. I think the technology meeting group met. So,
correct.
Yeah.
Thank you. Chris Corey has something.
Yeah, Chris.
I was just going to ask if we could get the direct results before we move on. Is that possible?
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Okay, who has... Okay, do you want to give us the results, Craig?
Sure. You're talking about that one's really short. I'm going to grab one of the side ones.
Okay.
Or if you're going to see right there, yeah. You
know, let's see. Our Pacifica National Board listener directors, in no particular order, are Aki, Chris, and Tom. And our PNB staff director... will be Sabrina Jacobs.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig. Sure. Appreciate that.
And thank you to everyone who worked on this.
Okay. Here.
Okay. So back to.
Does that mean that Aki is no, now he's on the PNB, does that mean that he's no longer running for the audit? Okay, so I'm going to remove his name.
Yes.
Do we need to know the runners-up in case any of these people resign or... No, is that not how it works?
No, because we would hold another election.
Ah, okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. Moving down to affiliates, I would nominate myself just in case they meet. Any other nominations for affiliates? Tom. Tom, you are on the PMB, but I will hold your name anyway because you were just elected to the PMB, so you would go through the PMB.
To get on the committee, you would go through the PMB. You don't have to.
It's a task force. I'll take your name. You'll be on it one way or another. And Sabrina. Okay, affiliates, archives. Tom.
Andrea for archives.
Andrea. Karina.
Mark Van Landewit for archives.
Mark. Sabrina. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for your willingness to run. I'm going to go through the list. Oh, sorry, technology. Okay, anybody else? Technology?
Put me down to Mantra.
Okay, Mantra. Good. All right. There we go. All right. So we're going to go through. So Aki, it's my understanding you would not be running, is that correct? For audit, because you're on the PMB? All right, so let's start with Darlene. What I'd like to invite everyone is, and this will help you, I think, in your voting, for those of you who are asking for more information, the presentations of the, so we're going to have 1 minute presentation for each of the people who are on the, running for these positions.
For committees.
Do we need to do this for audit?
Just for committees.
Yeah, everybody.
Is that
I think it's good. People want to hear why you're running. It's an option. Democratic. Darlene.
My background is in nonprofit management. I have been on boards. I have served boards as administrator, and I have been through any number of audits from organizations with budgets from 500, well, from 1 million to about 3.5 million. So smaller than KPFA, but pristine audits. So I know what one looks like, and I'd like to see us have a few.
Okay, James.
I served on the audit committee this last year, and I mostly was interested because budgets are a big part of this body's supervision of operations, and I've been around budgets for a long time. I've been doing budgets through my work for decades, and I think this is a good committee to get involved in the details of how the operations actually work.
Can we withhold clapping for everyone?
Sorry.
It'll
sorry.
Just take a lot of time.
Sorry,
okay.
Phil.
That's all right. Elections. Susan. What? Okay. Christine.
I don't need to say anything.
It's Christine. Did you want to speak
Christine,
to running for the election?
Not specifically, because I was nominated, so I wasn't expecting it. But no, I accept because I think I'm curious to see how it works, to get more involved. I think it's part of why we're here. So I'm willing to do that, and then we'll see. I'm a little bit like Karina. I'm a little, you know, puzzled and wondering what what exactly we'll be doing, but... you know, I'm willing to give it a try, so we'll see.
Good. Next one is the Programming Committee. Shira, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you like to speak for 1 minute and tell us about your reason for running for the Programming Committee?
Sure. I was on the Programming Committee, I guess, over this past year. And sorry, my name is Shira. I'm running for the Programming Committee because I was on it. And what I noticed is that I believe that there is a problem at the Pacifica level in general, where people believe that their job is to come in and sort of handle programming as opposed to supporting people like programming directors and people who are on the ground level to do their job, you know, the job that they're signing up for, that they're actually handling. And so I just really want to be on the Programming Committee just to, again, just to provide that support and figure out how we can do that on a national level. My background is, as you guys know, as a documentary filmmaker. I do have some experience in radio. It's mostly been with interviews. but I do have a wide variety doing a podcast and all that. And I mainly come from a content strategy point of view. Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Did you want to tell us about your upcoming film?
No, that was 1 minute. Oh, yes. And I have a film that's currently, as in 3 film festivals. We're still waiting here for more. And it's about the connection between race, environment, and climate justice.
Thank you. Sorry. Over time. Okay. Okay. Daniel.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm Daniel. In programming, I'm concerned about we should have program councils at a program committee or council at each station. We do not have that here at KPFA. That's one thing. I'm also very concerned about anti-war programming, which has been slipping. It's traditionally Pacifica has been an anti-war voice. I would like to keep it that way.
Thank you, Daniel. Janine.
So I'm Janine, and I am a graduate of the KPFA First Voice Apprenticeship Program, a programmer on KPFA for a number of years. That's from public affairs to news to music programming, executive produced day-long programming for International Women's Day and Black History Month, and Stevie Wonder. We did an all-day-long tribute to Stevie Wonder in May. And so it's my desire to bring balance to programming network-wide, and that's what I would do on the Programming Committee.
Mantra.
I'm Mantra Planzi, and I add my voice to Janine and Daniel's about the necessity for representing underrepresented voices, such as elders and youth. My background is in television film production, and I was a newspaper editor for what is now the San Francisco Weekly. We founded that paper. Yeah, seriously. And I've done music programming for many, many years in Berkeley, including the Bean Vendors Downtown series. Thank you very much. Vote for me. I'm fun and smart.
Thank you. Karina?
Karina here. I am new. I do have some journalism background, so if that's a concern that people have, that's and something I can at least speak to. I have a master's in broadcast journalism, and I worked for a couple of years in a newsroom as an associate producer in D.C. I do not currently work in media, but it's close to my heart. That's why I wanted to get involved here. I do think that on a programming council, in addition to concerns about underrepresented voices and social justice issues, I think voices of the people doing the work at the station are important. And as someone who's been in a newsroom, I think I could keep the people on the ground doing the work in mind. That's incidentally one of my concerns with the bylaws is where's the staff? So hopefully keeping, not just trying to come in as an outsider and say, this is what everything should be about, but also talking, you know, working, making sure it's about the people who are making the news and doing the work on the ground. Cheers.
I'll just back out because I'm not even going to vote for myself on this one because there's so many people I want to vote for, but thank you for nominating me.
You're withdrawing. Okay, so withdrawing.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, governance, Susan.
I've been very concerned about how the structure of Pacifica has interfered with its longevity and caused just churn all the time. So I'm looking forward to working on governance, whether these new bylaws pass or not. Something needs to happen. The new bylaws did pass the PNB, and we're going to be voting on them here in a little while. But even if we don't have new bylaws, things have got to change. At this point, the managers of the station don't have clear reporting lines. Never mind.
Marilyn?
Okay, I'm willing to give it a try on this committee. The governance is really something that has to do with the decision making and how the whole organization and network operates. I've been involved in helping get some smaller organizations started and establishing their governance structures, and I'm happy to do what I can with Pacifica. Of course, if the new bylaws pass, everything changes and we're all gone. But if they don't, I'm happy, as I said, to do what I can to try to make the governance as effective as possible.
Thank you. I am going to run for governance also. And the reason I'm doing this is because I think a lot of people are not aware that KPFA has 15,000 members, over 15,000. KPFK has about 13,000. WBAI has less than 8,000, and it's questionable how they reported their numbers of their members. KPFT has about 3,000-something, and WPFW has about 6,000-something. So what you see is there's a number of stations, and WBAI in particular, that's not able to pay its bills. It has a huge signal range, three times the signal range of KPFA, and has consistently not made central service fees to the network and has been a huge drain on the network because of their tower settlement. I want to address governance to have proportional representation so that the members have representation.
Thank you. And we've had everybody speak, so we can vote now. The
inclusion.
I have a
Committee of Inclusion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't include the Committee of Inclusion.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry.
That's pretty bad.
That's the latest demographics I've seen on the PNB.
Go ahead.
15 men, 7 women. 9 people of color, 13 white people. 3 people under the age of 55. That's the inclusion of the National Board of Pacifica. There has been no meeting of the Committee of Inclusion allowed by the Board of Pacifica. There are people on the Board of Pacifica who have served on that board 16 of the last 20 years. This is a problem. True. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay. And Andrea?
Literally, ditto. And we've called in, waited, and you know, there's been no meeting really. And so there's a lot of other areas under inclusion, you know, disabilities, all of that. How are we balanced throughout our stations and that kind of thing? You know, are we? What's the policy? It needs to be updated and upgraded. So we need to really look at. I mean, if we're going to be really real, so I'll work on it, but you know, it's like we really need to have a real check-in on this.
You know? Before you give up the mic, I have a quick question for you. Who is the PNB representative on the Committee of Inclusion?
I don't know who that the person. Yeah, right.
Do you know, Darlene?
Yeah, right.
Not included.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right.
They would call the meeting. So
right.
We need to.
And if you call in to try to get to the chair or whoever else to find out any information, which I did, I said I don't have time for this if they're not really real about it. You know?
Right, right. Yeah. Tom, do you know who the chair can be representative on the is for the Committee of Inclusion?
Yo no sé.
Okay.
Ay,
no
mio.
Sé. Increíble. Bueno. Okay.
I had a quick question.
Okay.
No, there's no finance committee in this. This is something apart, or
it's at the PNB level.
It's at the PNB
and
level.
The treasurer.
And the treasurer.
Okay.
Right. She's automatically on it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's okay at the PNB level, not the
yes,
local level.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
As is the personnel committee.
Sorry? As is the personnel committee, she said. Okay. So the motions are on the this.
Okay. So you have your ballots. The task forces we do not vote for; those are self-appointing. Craig, will you please collect the ballots? Yeah, you can rip off the motions at the bottom if you want. Yeah. And Shira and Ahmad. Don has already sent me his vote. Shira and Ahmad, if you're on, please text me your votes.
If you don't get mine, please let me know. I text you.
Okay. You already did, Shira?
Yeah, if you didn't get it, let me know.
Okay.
This is not
red.
Okay.
Not
red.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh. Shoot, I realized I sent it to the wrong number. Okay, I sent it now.
Got it. Shira?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was a little bit confused. So
yeah,
okay.
Shira, all those are vote for two. Could you redo it and just vote for two, please?
Yeah, so all of them, right? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, vote for two. Some of them just have one person, but.
Okay, which ones are just one person? Sorry.
They all have two, but only one person is running for election.
Oh,
and Andrea.
Christine.
Christina, is it okay to tear off the bottom of the ballot?
Yeah.
That's information.
Yeah.
That's information only in case you need it.
Oh.
I guess.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Sorry. Here we go.
Okay.
No
problem. Okay, I redid it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have Shira's if you want to take that and put that.
Okay, so you have two motions that were at the bottom of the ballot that you just turned in. Hopefully you kept these are on motions regarding bylaws amendments. And I'm going to go ahead and let Susan DeSilva speak. Go ahead, Susan.
Thank you. I have slightly different wording. So I guess we'll take the motions one at a time. Is that okay?
Yes, it's fine.
All right. So I'll make the motion, and we'll see if we have a second, et cetera.
Yes.
Be it resolved that the amended Pacifica bylaws submitted to the Pacifica National Board in September of 2019 by more than 1% of the Pacifica members and subsequently accepted by the Pacifica National Board are approved by the KPFA delegates. I was told by a lawyer that I need who's on our committee that I should put it that way instead of be enacted as soon as possible. So basically it would just, everything's the same up until the very end where basically it should just say that we're approving the bylaws. Oh, I don't care.
Okay, well I want to just...
Okay, let's put the LSB
delegates.
By the LSB. Let's just say the LSB.
The LSB.
Yeah, okay.
It should say KPFA LSB. Okay, I heard a second. Okay. So discussion is open. Can I be the first to say something on the discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
You can motivate it. It's your motion.
Yeah, I'll give you 3 minutes to motivate.
Okay, well, I may be better at this by answering questions, but I'll maybe address a couple of things that came up. But first I want to point out, I handed out a handout that has to do with how you change amendments, how you change the bylaws now. And the current way you change it, as you can see on your handout, is convoluted and takes a page and a half. This is why it's been really hard to improve the current bylaws. It's hard to improve the bylaws because it's really, really hard to get any changes through. The new bylaws, the procedure is going to be somewhat simpler. It'll still take 2/3 majority to make changes to the new bylaws once they're enacted. A couple of things have come up that people have mentioned. One is about the affiliates. There has been an affiliate seat up till now on the PNB, but it's always just been a political football. There's 230 affiliate stations, and they get one representative. I don't think it's a big I really think that was a seat that could be gone. It's kind of distracting to have that going on in the same room. Could you guys go to another room? Thank you. One of the main problems with the current bylaws is the sheer size of the boards. There are 22 of us. I can't remember. 24 of us. There are 5 boards with 24 each, and then there's the national board, which is also 24. It's so many people trying to be on the boards and having opinions, and things just don't get done. There's paralysis all the time. We need smaller boards. I've served on many boards. I currently serve on a couple other boards. One of them has 5 people. We get so much done. I was part of writing the original bylaws. I'm ashamed to say in some ways. But really, that was done by the whole community. There was so much input. There was so much arguing. But one thing I always argued for was smaller boards, so that would be one improvement. I argued strongly originally for staff to be on the boards. But with the new structure, I think it's right that there won't. Okay, I have lots more to say, but I'll stop.
Questions? Do people have questions? Go ahead, Karina. Okay.
This is Shira to the stack.
On the stack.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Everybody.
We have a stack.
Is it okay that I leave? I need to leave. I won't be able to make the next call either. But I have to go.
Is that okay
I just wanted
people?
To be able to see a public of mine.
Okay, we're fine with that, Shira. Go ahead.
Thank okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, bye, everyone.
Go first, Shira. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. I thought she wanted to speak first.
I misunderstood.
Disconnect. Is it
go,
me?
Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead, Karine.
Yeah, I have a bunch of questions. So I don't know if I'm addressing them just to. Okay. So I mean, should I just list my questions or go one at a time? All of them. One. Why no staff representation? That's a starting point. Anyone?
Well, we're not going to do conversation.
Well, I
no,
mean,
why don't
okay,
you list your questions and then let Susan, okay, who is motivating the motion, answer it? Is that reasonable?
That's how my understanding
that's,
was,
that's
right?
Right?
Okay, so
yeah, go ahead and list
I
your
got
questions.
A bunch of questions. Why no staff representation? Why not elect the at-large members? 3, who selected the temporary directors named in the documents, and to whom are those people accountable? 4, is there anything that keeps those temporary directors from just naming themselves or each other on down the line? And again, who are those appointments accountable to? Like, it seems to me like the board of direct, like the, they appoint themselves. I'm confused. And what, the one that just occurred to me as we did all these elections, what happens to all the committees under those bylaws if there are no longer LSB members to have the elections we just had? Like, if the LSBs disappear, what happens to all the committees we just created? Where do those committees come from later if the LSBs don't exist after this? So those are my 4 or 5 initial questions.
chair, are we supposed to answer now? There, by the way, there are three of us in this LSB who are part of creating the bylaws. It's me, Aki, and Don Goldmacher, who's on the phone. So do you want us to just go ahead and answer?
You could take
those
turns if you want. It's up to you how you want to answer.
Well, I think I can answer part of it. We have 17 years of our current governance, and it was well thought out as we thought that democratic representation would work because the previous appointed board did not work. But if you look at most nonprofits, most of the nonprofit board that works have appointed boards. So obviously there's something amiss saying, well, appointed board doesn't work. And obviously our elected board doesn't work. So this was an attempt at a compromise between having people who are representing the station and then people who have some confidence, which most normal boards have. And if you look at a board right now, listen to any PNB meeting over the past, they had 44 days of meeting this past year. All they do is have factions that does not accomplish anything, including passing the audit for 2018, which is insanity for any organization. So even though their new bylaws are not perfect, it's a compromise. You can say all kinds of things about what happened to this, what happened to that, but you look at what the final product is right now and say, is this what you want?
Thank you, Aki.
Can I
go ahead?
Also, I think that the first of all, the new bylaws, a ton of discussion went into it by a lot of people who disagreed on these things, and we argued them a lot. And I think the whole thing about staff was one of those things. I think so I'm kind of speaking for the group that did it, but I think the final conclusion was that staff has a lot of power, especially on-air people, and that they didn't that this was a different function than what their function is. Their function is to do radio, and the governance is different. The at-large members, we cast a wide net to try and find them, and basically they're not beholden to anyone except Pacifica. These are all people who value Pacifica, and we just needed to get some folks in place, and I think we did a pretty good job. And the committees will still exist, and I'm pretty sure I didn't bring the bylaws with me, but I'm pretty sure that anyone can be on committee, members can be on committees, so there will still be committees, and people will still be able to join them.
Thank you. Sabrina was next.
My position on these bylaws or these ill-conceived bylaws still stands. I am in agreement with everyone as far as these bylaws needing to be replaced and redone. But again, ill-conceived, there was absolutely no thought put into the fact that staff needs to be represented, period. Just heard a comment here talking about how there's directors on the PNB who don't have any experience in radio. We're talking about a $100 million organization here that could be quadruple that if it was run properly. But I understand that you guys put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears trying to get these bylaws written, but to disenfranchise the people that make the stations go is ridiculous. And as far as the affiliates are concerned, there are two positions, not one, there's two for the affiliates, so they have the representation with the present structure. As far as the size of the board, you could easily cut down the amount of listeners. That's a possibility. Anyway, in its present state, these bylaws are they should not pass. We cannot have that. It would not be fair to any of the units. It would not be fair to the network. And most importantly, it would not be fair to the listeners and our donors, period.
Thank you, Sabrina. James was next. I'm going to pass the mic to James, please.
Is the mic on? Okay, good. My first thought is that the creation of these, the petition bylaws, were not done in an open system. They were really done in secret by a small group of people. And that just creation mechanism is pretty anti-democratic. But if you look at the bylaws that are proposed, they themselves are anti-democratic, where six people are written into those bylaws as being on as being part of the new PNB. So there's no real voting on those as individuals. In fact, the six people and three alternates, two have already withdrawn, is my understanding. It will remove LSB, so the body that we exist here, which tries to provide additional feedback. And having bodies like LSBs means more people are involved in it. It's a more democratic process. Ideas that gel here can move up to the PNB, and that's really a good thing. The proposed bylaws will make it easier to change the bylaws, and in that way easier to actually sell stations or any other things, should the group decide. There's consideration that, the size is too large, that many, but there's plenty of democratic bodies that function that are far larger than this. This isn't a problem with size. This is a problem with people. And what we really need to do is to get more people involved in Pacifica so that within that pool of people, we select better people that know how to get along, know how to compromise, know how to think, and know how to make Pacifica functional. Efficiency should not be the primary reason for governance, and that's the reason that we're hearing about these bylaws. We need to make it more efficient because these people don't know how to get along.
Thank you, Tom.
We really just want to elect good people.
Thank you. I was on the stack, so I'm going to go next. I had a statement and a quick question. First, these bylaws as we have them right now are going to be what destroys Pacifica, as far as I'm concerned. They're just torturous. They don't function well. And as Darlene, the current bylaws. I'm talking about the current bylaws. They're like 45 pages long. I'm not talking about the motion to amend or whatever the bylaws. I'm just talking about what Darlene referenced earlier, was like the same people have been on the PNB for years and years. You know, they go off a year, they come back on a year, and we have not made reasonable financial decisions, that body. And that's why we're in the position that we're in right now, because people who are not qualified to sit on that board are sitting on that board. That's my perception. And it certainly has been stated by the former CFO, by the former IED Crozier, by several former directors, actually, that it does not function. There is constant factionalism. There is just an inability. And I wanted to say, looking through the old minutes of the meetings of 2013, in 2014 of the PNB, they actually voted to reduce the size of the board at the PNB level, which was a very simple vote. But I don't remember anything ever coming of that to the LSBs. Maybe it came to them, but the next step would have been to go to the LSBs, but that didn't happen. And there have been numerous attempts to change the bylaws. So I just wanted to state that. And I wondered if the people who redid the bylaws looked at any of the old discussions or at the PNB level on the bylaws or the changes that were already voted on that never went anywhere. Just curious. Okay, I guess that means no. Okay. And lastly, there was a commitment to the California Attorney General's office to change the bylaws, and one of the commitments in changing the bylaws was to make them smaller. So change the boards, I'm sorry, the boards, which would be the bylaws too. But anyway, just neutral, noting those are facts. And if everybody wants to go back and look at those, if you're really bored, you can go on the Pacifica Foundation website and you can find all these minutes that are still there archived. Thank you. And the next person was?
Well, Did you want an answer to your question?
Yes, go ahead.
I think we just started with the bylaws. We didn't go back and look through the proposed changes. We started with what was there already. Is that right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for answering, Susan. I appreciate that. And the next person on the list was Carol Wolfley.
Thank you. I think one of the things that's happened is that there's like a pendulum, like used to be more democratic, then it got more centralized, then it went to this ultra, ultra democratic, and now there is this move for ultra, ultra centralization. And I think we want a balance between community democracy from the members, and we want skilled professionals who are able to make decisions and work in an insightful way. So how do we get that balance? I think this attempt is way extreme on the centralization part. I did participate in surveys regarding bylaws, and I think, as I mentioned before, one key problem is that within the network, it's not proportional. This KPFA and KPFK are much larger, and KPFA is by far the most functioning station, and yet it has equal representation to stations that have like 3,000 members that are dysfunctional, and people are, you know, violent on their boards. I mean, and all kinds of problems in New York, and these stations are dictating because they form the majority on the national board. The national board is hijacked, and the members have lost control. Now, I want to see a serious conversation, because I think that KPFA and Pacifica are only as strong as their base of support, but it has to be a base of support with good professionals that are respected and who are able to do their jobs. And that means layoffs for people who are incompetent.
Thank you. Sharon and then Janine.
I've got him on stack. Is Corinne? Yeah, I think you're on the stack. Yeah, but I asked before you did too, so. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so. I have stated publicly that I don't support the bylaw proposal, and I just want to say that up front. But I also want to echo the problems with the current bylaws. So I do really support Carol's concept of proportional representation, and if there were a bylaw amendment that was somehow trying to get proportional representation where the staff, you know, where the, based on the membership, that would be the relationship to, you know, kind of like the House of Representatives. We would have membership on the PNB based on the representation of the membership. So I just want to say that I think that the bylaws that exist are extremely difficult, because there's inability to get anything done, like the audits that have already been mentioned, and that's part, in large part, due to the dysfunction on the PNB and the factional fighting, where they have 44 meetings in 1 year, but they still can't seem to get anything done. And in my opinion, that is because the boards are too big and everybody has to talk and then people fight. And also it has to do with the fact that stations that have very few members are interested in maintaining their they just become interested in preserving their own stations, maybe at the risk of Pacifica as a whole. And the other thing with the current bylaws that I really want to point out is that we have this democratic vote, but we don't have any rules about funding of elections. And we all know that dirty money, as we see at the national level, can influence elections. And believe me, that does happen within Pacifica, and there are no rules about election funding. And that's something, for example, that might want to be taken care of in the bylaws. And then the last thing I just wanted to say is, as far as the people that have been named, this is why I said up front I'm not really supporting the bylaw thing, but
I do happen to know a couple of them personally, and they're extremely qualified people, but I don't want to talk about personnel or anything like that. I just wanted to just maybe respond to that point by Corinne.
Thank you. Yeah. I put him on stack. We have quite a stack at this point. So Karina and then Janine.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that I understand that there's probably people who would, you know, respond to any bylaws changes, you know, knee-jerk, wouldn't want to change no matter what. I am not one of those. I think it's clear to me that there changes need to be happening. But there's doing something quickly and doing something right. And this looks more quick than right. And everyone keeps talking about how urgent it is and urgent. For me, that's a huge red flag because that means someone's trying to push something through and telling you, don't think about it. We don't have time. There was no opportunity for broad input amendments from other people. I mean, I was part of DSA, which is a much smaller organization than this, and we had way more democratic input. If this is an urgent matter, there should be a committee run open to whoever wants to get involved that is democratically accountable to the entire membership, not a small self-selective group that, even if acting in totally good faith, will miss the concerns, legitimate concerns being voiced at this table. As for workers, like, sorry, I'm like an ardent leftist and socialist, and I really believe that people should have democratic input in over their workplace. Yeah. And so for me, it is absolutely like no question that workers need representation. As for who's like the individual people involved, I don't know any of them. I will take your word that they're great folks. In my experience, very bad to structure something on the assumption that people holding those offices are going to be good folks, because in the future, they might not be, and you want checks and balances. So you say that these folks are accountable only to Pacifica. That, like, means nothing, and in these bylaws, they're not accountable to any democratically elected body. They are a permanent majority on that 11-person board. There's 6 appointed, 5 elected. I understand the need to have people appointed for expertise, and I'd be totally behind that. But, like, what if you had an 11-person elected board with certain at-large members, and then you had 2 offices or 3 offices that needed expertise that were then appointed? That'd be fine. Another thing you're talking about, like, well, it still takes a 2/3 majority to amend bylaws. Well, a 2/3 majority under the current thing, that includes 24-person LSBs. Under this, it's 8 people. It's 8 people.
Time.
And that's a problem for me as well. Like, again,
thank you.
Pendulum swing.
Okay. Okay. Aki, go ahead. Okay. Aki, go ahead.
Jesus. Yeah. So, it is true that the current new bylaws are not perfect. I realize that there's all kinds of critiques that could be brought against it. But keep in mind the historical reason why we're here. You know, in 1999, we had the crisis where NET was going to be taken over. And these bylaws were drafted, and one of the key drafters was Cal Spooner. And one of the key drafters of this bylaw is also Cal Spooner, who has seen 17 years of what her original bylaws has brought. So you can critique all you want about all the minutiae of this doesn't do that. Look at the historical big picture of what happened back then and what happened in the intervening years and what we're trying to do now. The Pacific is a very novel experiment. The first bylaw that was written was a novel experiment also. And there's nobody trying to take anything away at this juncture. We're in a very dire strait. We're talking about a year before the whole thing's going to collapse, and you're just sort of, you know, picking at the things that beyond the pale, not facing reality, and why, how this vital changes came about. It was not by a bunch of spurious people just coming off, nothing like that at all. So you're wrong if you think that's the way this came about.
So we have the results of the election, which is great.
Okie doke. For audit, which was not contested, we have Darlene and James. Under elections, we have Shira and Janine.
No, that's programming.
I'm sorry, that's programming. I'm sorry, my fault. Elections was also non-contested. That was Susan and Christine. Programming is Shira and Janine. Governance is Susan and Carol. And the Committee of Inclusion, which we did include, was not contested, and that was Darlene and Andrea.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking my mic away, huh? I would state, and I was on this deck, but you can't see me raise my hand. I just want to make a statement that the PNB committed to the California State Attorney General in 2017, in March of 2017, to redo the bylaws. So they haven't acted in that time period and up until 2020 today. The people who did this, we might be able to criticize what their work and stuff, but their motivations were trying to come up with something that would fix a terrible situation. So I just wanted to make that comment, and I know they are very good people who worked on this, and just want to make that statement. And the next person was Janine.
Thank you. I just wanted to say publicly that I do not support this proposal. And what I have to say is based on minimal experience. I know a lot of people have much more experience than I do. So take this with a grain of whatever. I think that saying that it's not perfect is minimizing the concerns. Like, I don't know what that means. It's not perfect. That just sounds like that's complete minimization. That does not clear up any of the problems that are in this. It's horrific from what I read. And so I wanted to echo what Karina said, and I appreciate everything she said, standing ovation with that, and also what Sabrina said. I think there needs to be a change in the process. No staff representation is unacceptable. Whether or not it's hosts and producers, I mean, that's a question. I'm still confused about what that has to do with anything. And creating a system of accountability seems to be what the issue is. And I'm just a lot about this proposal confuses me, but I do not support it. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Christine was next, so the mic's right there.
Thank you. Hi. So I'm also confused about several things, and I'm new here too, so bear with me. But I had a question for Sabrina. When you were saying that there was, or like everybody is mentioning that there's no staff representation, we're talking about on the PNB, right? Or, I mean, okay, so what does that mean? I mean, you were just elected? The new bylaws would suppress, okay, that's, okay, I wasn't sure about that. Okay, but the PNB. Okay, so that's bad. Okay. So, and then I think, Carol, we are talking about professionals being on the, more professionals being on the board. Is that what you were alluding to? No? Okay. So I'm not sure what you meant when you were talking that we were in need of professionalism more. Okay. Some clarification on that.
So what I'm trying to say is part of the problem is that there is many, many people on the national board who are unskilled and do not have background in finances, broadcasting. And what tends to happen, and I think this is part of the intent of these bylaws, this bylaws amendment, is that people can get elected because of cronyism, because of who they're going to vote with, without having knowledge or skill. So then there's a lot of turnover with management, because if people who are in management situations don't do what people want, or who do what people want, then there's changes. But I think there needs to be the right relationship between management, staff, listeners, and that's a subtle thing, and it needs to be worked out carefully. And I was on the a survey committee, and the people on the survey committee, one of the people on the survey committee was censored, and they tried to remove him just for doing a survey about the bylaws in Texas.
Yeah, Texas. Then Marilyn was next.
Thank you. I have a comment on the substance and then a quick question on procedure. I also cannot support this proposal, although I do acknowledge the good intent and the hard work. And thank you, Susan, for the work you did way back and 20 years ago on the current bylaws. I know that was a huge task, a lot of people involved. And thank you for being part of a group that really made a good faith, honest effort to attempt to fix the problems. I just think we need to go back to the drawing board and have it open it up to a more open and inclusive process and address all of the concerns. I'm worried about the lack of democracy in that just because our current board seems to be non-functional, there's no guarantee that this new board will be functional. Even with 11 people, they might still not function. And if it is non-functional, what can we do? There's no recourse. We can't unelect them. We're stuck with them. Right. So to me, it's a big gamble, and I'm just not willing to go with that. Furthermore, it makes it a lot easier to change the bylaws. A change could be made by the directors without necessarily going to the vote of the members if they can somehow claim that the change we're making, you know, won't adversely affect the rights of the members, which is a very vague statement. So it's just a slippery slope that I'm not comfortable with. And then also the concept of worker representation, both paid and unpaid staff. The paid staff and then really the unpaid staff who do so much, you know, for this station, I think they deserve to have a voice. The questions are procedurally, as I understand it, the PNB did not vote to approve or to say they want to have this project. My understanding is the vote was they voted to send it to the LSBs. The National Board voted, yes, we want to have the LSBs weigh in on it. But they haven't said as a body that, yes, we want to do this. And then the other question is, whether we vote to, no matter how we vote today, I understand that it will still go to the membership for a vote.
Right.
So we will just be registering what our body's recommendation is to the members. Is that correct? But the members will have the final say.
No, it's not recommendation. It's just
It's just saying what we vote, but the members will have the final say on whether it goes through or not.
Well, that was basically my understanding is that if three of the LSBs pass the bylaws, then they would be passed. No? Okay. I don't. Let Susan answer that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Susan.
It's going to the membership anyway, but if the laws are followed.
Okay. Thank you. Tim was next. This is a very large stack. I got a mod here. Sorry.
On the one hand, everybody's right. This is being done quickly. It's being done by a small group of people. There are lots and lots of problems with it. On the other hand, we face an existential crisis. We face paralysis. Opening it up sounds great in theory. I love the theory behind it. I don't think we have the time, and I don't necessarily think that opening it up will succeed. We have a democratic Pacifica right now, and it is failing. Our buildings are mortgaged, our transmitters are mortgaged, our archives are mortgaged, and people are like, let's take our time. This is a red flag that we're going to have. You know, we don't have the kind of time. These things aren't perfect. It's true. And I don't think that's minimizing anything. I think what's minimizing is not the idea that we have time not to do anything. We are on the verge of collapse. So I think that what people have been calling democracy is really just an exercise in extreme factionalism, and that's led to paralysis. I don't see that the LSBs going away and becoming CABs will be much different from what we are now. We are still just an advisory board, and an active CAB will be an advisory board. So I'm not sure that I see that much difference in that. You know, what we have to recognize is that there are people on the PNB right now, and there are stations who have, they've failed in their leadership, they have failed in their execution, and they don't want to leave. We have to get rid of these people somehow. The people 16 years, the same people, you know, we have, they've failed. That's why we're in this situation. So it's going to take radical action. I feel a little bit like we're diabetics and we've just been told if we don't, you know, cut the leg off below the ankle, or the knee or whatever, that we could die. And everyone's like, let's get a third opinion. Let's get a fourth opinion. And I'm afraid we're going to die before we get the opinions or the process.
Thank you, Tim. I mean, a lot of people know we're going to have to at some point cut off but we have, Chris and then Ahmad. And go ahead.
Yeah. Mine's really quick. I just a couple points of clarification. First of all, KPFT's membership is closer to 4,000 than 3,000, Carol. Just, it's 3,950 the last time I checked, I believe. Is it below 3,500 now?
No, it's
15,000, their whole section. The at-large, there was a question about how the at-large directors get reappointed, and I believe they're reappointed on a certain term by a board majority, which in the case of the new bylaws would be three persons. That's a little bit frightening, in my opinion, that three persons can control who the at-large directors are. Say somehow, like the Trump Foundation managed to get three members, managed to influence three members of the PNB to vote for their at-large directors, then we could have six at-large directors from the Trump Corporation sitting on our board controlling things because they're a majority. So that's frightening to me. I just wanted to clarify something about the no vote by the PNB that did not happen. And she's correct. The reason that the PNB did not no vote this particular thing was that it would have bypassed the LSBs and gone directly to the membership. So what the PNB basically did was to afford the LSBs the opportunity to speak on this issue. We don't actually influence the ultimate outcome except for through our voices, which we are thankfully getting today. But other than that, we have no impact other than our single, those of us who are listeners also, our single listener vote in the bylaws debate. So by voting yes at the PNB level, it was passed on to us. So there's that.
Go ahead, Aki.
The at-large directors are elected by the full board, not by the three appointed board.
The full board?
Right. Including the station representative. So what you said about three people controlling is not right.
Okay. I'm sorry. Including who?
The station reps.
Yeah. Right. So there's five station reps. So three of them control who the at-large directors are. Is that not correct? I understand that. Okay, so there's five. The majority of five is three. Is that correct or not correct?
No. The majority of
11. Okay, so the at-large directors get to vote for themselves. Okay. Okay, I understand. Okay.
Use your mic.
Use your mic, please. Mm-hmm.
Once they're on the board, then they get to that board gets to change.
Okay, Ahmad and Darlene, and I think that people have pretty much made their minds up which way they're going to vote on this right now. We could go on like this forever. So I want to hear from Ahmad, and then Darlene, and then let's cut discussion. I know there's lots of, there's like eight people on the stack after Ahmad and Darlene, and this could, we have other business to conduct. So I do believe that other than stating our positions, we pretty much know which way we're going to vote right at this point. So go ahead, Ahmad.
Just first of all, prayer without action is talking to yourself. And we have been an inactive, non-functional, non-compliant organization since I can remember, and even my involvement at the national level as the HR director, it was paralyzing. on how we were unable to reach consensus or direction on what we needed to do financially back in 2010. And here we sit on the verge of, not verge, in crisis. It is time for us to take action. Although it seems very, and I am, like someone else said, I'm always very wary when somebody says it's immediate, we need to do it now. But if we don't do something now, then we will, we won't even need these meetings anymore, because we will no longer be a functioning body. And we need to be able to get this right. And if it requires the time from a committee standpoint to be held accountable, and someone mentioned this, we don't hold people accountable, and people are in the way of doing that. When we talk about expertise, we need expertise. Despite what people feel, running an organization like this, as close as it sounds like it is a business, without money, we're out of business. Without true direction and guidance, we're out of business. And the business is being the voice of the people. And if we don't do it right, the voice is silenced.
Thank you, Ahmad. And Darlene, and then we're going to vote. Well, you can say something because you're one of the... But
I'm only going to answer a few things that I heard, just so people have a little bit more information. I'm not making a proposal or stating a position. The people who would be the five, that's how any board would run, which is a board looks for people in its community, whether that's a local community or of the business community, and they would find, they're looking for people who have the who have expertise to offer and are willing to give it. The fact that the first round is being presented to us pre-selected is neither mysterious nor sinister. It's just that it's the first round and therefore was selected by the people who are offering up this idea, offering up this picture. The other thing, and this is a problem for me, but boards don't have staff on them. Because it's considered a conflict of interest. I'm just saying that that's how boards usually run. Yeah. I'm not saying that we can't try a different and should try a different proposal. And also there is a big difference between the people who work at KPFA who are not paid and people who are paid. And the reason that unpaid people are called staff has a whole other political and labor issue that is, should not be conflated with what people are called or what people's status would be outside of the station. So I'm just adding those bits of information, whether they're useful or not. Bye.
Okay. Unless you have something new and clarifying to add, we're going to vote.
I have a couple
quick points
new
and
things
then we're going to vote.
Because the inclusive process was brought up. The committee was not the first one that I was on to do new bylaws. We have had various ones for more than a decade, and in a previous iteration, we tried so hard to have an inclusive where we proposed to the PNB and the LSBs to have these big inclusive process that would have been facilitated by professionals, and it just every time we brought it up, it got voted down. One thing that wasn't mentioned is in the current state of affairs, the managers of the stations can get away with not being transparent because they don't have a clear boss. When it suits them, they say the ED is their boss. When it doesn't suit them, then they say the LSB is their boss. Okay. Never mind. Okay. So we need a structure where it's clear who reports to who. And right now we have the five stations where stations can pretty much do what they want, where WPFW can be a station that just plays jazz, and where WBAI can be a station that sells cosmetics or health products. We do need a stronger center, and this does provide a stronger center. And I'll shut up.
Thank you.
Point of order, please.
Yes.
Point of order. To end discussion, I just want to make sure I understand. To end discussion on an item like this, when there's people still, don't we need a two-thirds vote to be able to end discussion?
No, you don't need it, but if you want to call the question, we can call the question.
Madam Chair? Yes.
Mike.
I'm just requesting if there's somebody who hasn't spoken yet, it would be good to hear from them. And I believe Daniel hasn't spoken yet. Otherwise,
that's fair.
I'm fine with ending debate.
Okay. Daniel? I don't think Daniel's spoken yet. And neither has Philip. So we have Philip. Philip and then actually Philip.
Hello? Daniel here. Okay, I oppose this for several reasons, but I'd just like to talk about one point, size. You're saying that the current board is too big. Well, consider size. Small does not necessarily work either. Consider marriages. There's a good many marriages, two people, dysfunctional. How small can you get? On the other hand, there's been large bodies that have done very well. I was in Occupy Oakland. We had rallies of sometimes as many 1,500 people making decisions, and we were able to do things. We shut down the Port of Oakland twice, and we did it effectively. There's other, you look at various parliaments through history in ancient Greece and Athens, they had sometimes 10,000 people out there. I don't know how they did it without a microphone, but they did it, and they did make it work. We can say, yeah, they did some dumb things, yeah, but they basically did a pretty impressive civilization. There was the Roman Senate, which was about 600 people, I believe, maybe sometimes 800 people. Okay. You might say monsters and be more accurate. I mean, I don't like what they did, but they managed to troop along for a couple hundred years. Or look at the current U.S. Congress, several hundred people. Now, they do bad things, but they do. You notice they get together and fund huge military budgets. They work beautifully together on that. So what I'm saying is that we may not like what all these large groups do or small groups do, but size has nothing to do with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Philip.
Well, I don't want to testify how old I am, but I was actually on the national board 40 years ago, from 78 to 82, I was on the Pacifica National Board, and I was also on the KPFA staff. There were staff reps on this board, the local advisory board, and as a staff rep on this board, I was elected to the national board. So, you know, this model has existed for a very long time, and it certainly broke down totally in 99 when a runaway board. It was a runaway board of people that essentially tried to damage the foundation. I think that what is important is to, in those days, the station managers were an integral part of every board member meeting. The managers were at the meetings. The managers gave reports to the board. The managers were respected. The executive director was expected. And the board it was not a runaway board. It was a board that acknowledged that we needed professionals who knew what they were doing, and if they screwed up, they were fired. This current situation, nobody respects expertise. Nobody respects the managers. They operate on their own, as someone said, because there is a vacuum at the top of ignorant people. And so I heard what Sabrina said and others have said about this board, this proposal, this bylaw change. But I think we have no choice but to vote for it. And believe me, getting the listenership to get behind this, this will be like explaining something about what it's like on Mars to people that only watch cartoons. I mean, who knows?
Thank you, Philip. Okay, everybody else that I had here had already spoken. So if we want to go and take a vote now, and this is on, did you want to read the motion again for us, Susan? Because you had amended it slightly from what was written here.
It's mostly exactly what's written except for the last few words. Be it resolved that the amended Pacifica bylaws submitted to the Pacifica National Board in September of 2019 by more than 1% of the Pacifica members and subsequently accepted by the Pacifica National Board are approved by the KPFA LSB.
Thank you. Got it. Just want to make sure I got that written down properly. Okay, so... No. All those in, pardon me? This, the only motion one. We haven't even got to the second one. We're going to have to take a break before the second one. Okay. So all those in favor of the bylaws amendment that was just read by Susan Da Silva, please raise your hand. All those opposed?
Okay, hold on.
13. Abstentions?
1, 2, 3.
You could ask
Ahmad how he wants to
vote,
or somebody
could just. I think he just texted her his
vote. Abstain, Ahmad.
Okay, abstain.
Four abstentions.
The motion fails. Did you? Just hold on a second. Point of information.
This is a procedural question again because I'm new. Is it recorded in the notes who voted how?
No. Only if you call, ask for a roll.
Only if you ask for a roll call vote.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do we want to?
And it has to be voted on. The roll call vote also
before.
Has to be voted on.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, just, go ahead.
No, just to answer. What are,
the numbers are 4 in favor, 13 against, 4 abstentions.
So the motion fails.
Should we just
so
vote
let's
the second one if we could we?
Number two.
Yeah. Vote on it.
Okay, well we have a request to just vote on the second one because
maybe we should vote on whether we should just vote on it.
Okay. I have a slight change to the wording.
Okay, read the word.
Okay, read the change, please.
Okay. Motion two, it's all the same except I'm gonna put a period after
read it,
I will. After 2019. Be it resolved that the delegate members of the KPFA LSB believe the Pacifica membership should have a right to vote on the current bylaw proposal submitted by membership petition in September of 2019. This is just to say that we want the members to vote on it, even though the members are going to vote on it anyway. But there's been talk at the national level to prevent this from happening, or I just would like us to be on record to say that the members get to vote on this, and I hope that all the folks who've been talking about how important democracy is will not disenfranchise the membership on this.
Do I have a second on her motion?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Yes,
question,
James?
Point of information. Susan, so does the whole area, does the whole section after September 2019, you take that off?
Yeah, because we don't need it.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, James.
I'm going to recommend that people abstain on this motion because it really is a meaningless motion that wastes the LSB time. The current bylaws define when a listener is required, listener vote is required, this vote is really just an attempt to support the other motion. And I just have to say, I find, you know, the wording is really an attempt to propagandize the first one, that voting against this means that you're really against democracy. But it's really full of loaded language and red herrings and flag waving and other glittering generalities that involve how you can construct something to make somebody look bad if they vote against. So I just suggest this is a meaningless use of time for the LSB and vote and to abstain.
I make a motion to call the question.
Do I have a second? Thank you. All those in favor for calling the question, raise your hand. 2/3. And Ahmad? Okay. Well, it's been question has been called, so by a vast majority. Okay, yeah. So, on the vote now to the motion that was just read, all those in favor, raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
All those opposed?
Nobody's opposed?
Abstentions?
13, 14.
The motion. I don't know. The motion.
No.
No, the motion fails.
Zero abstentions.
Zero abstentions.
Four no. Oh, you're right. It does pass.
Yeah, this much passes.
Yep. Good math.
Okay. Thank you. So the motion passes. Break. How long?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.